Hola.
Hey, am I on speaker?
Not anymore.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know, for McLean, I did let them know, and I spoke to the service coordinator, but Nina told them that it was pushed to the 28th because she saw the authorization.
Yeah, I know. We're on it already.
Okay, I just wanted
to
make sure.
We're on it. We're not
going to.
We're discontinuing services effective immediately. I wouldn't have. Either way, I wouldn't have cut him off mid shift. I would have waited until 9 a.m. this morning because he's.
No, I know, but I just didn't want. Just didn't want them to think that everything was all good and then.
No. It's already taken care of. I already talked to Nina, and we're in the middle of discussing with the family. I just tagged you for reference. It's on hold, and this type of thing is the only thing that can help him get it retroed is the hospitalization. And
yeah.
Even that is not, because this is not a Weaver termination.
Oh,
this is no. If you look.
Your Medicaid is gone.
His Medicaid is. He was ineligible as of 2/9. So yesterday, for his Medicaid, he went ineligible on his Medicaid itself. His waiver is still active in promise. Just his Medicaid halted. And the way it works is your waiver is a rider on your Medicaid. It's not a separate entity, and therefore everything stops. His everything stops. The only thing he uses is food stamps because it was already issued.
Oh my God, I feel so bad.
I do as well, but the power of attorney is at fault because they do not cut you with no notice.
Yeah,
they give you months and they mail you stuff also, and I believe they call you as well. So if you're lazy about this type of thing, it's like being lazy on your taxes and getting a fine.
I hear you. All right.
In this case, though, she's playing around with her family life. It's not our responsibility to give tzedakah.
Just making sure everything's...
Yeah, I feel bad, but, you know, we even warned them. So, like you said, we warned them that they've got to do it on the spot. But if as of 2/1, they were screwed anyway.
Yeah. And then,
they have to do it before end of month.
Yeah, and for Megan Crash, did you see my note in there?
Don't restaff it. We'll attempt with her aide.
Because she did.
No restaffing. We were never supposed to restaff it anyway.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. So she sent us information on a caregiver she wants onboarded. So I just sent it over to them, just making sure that that's still good.
Listen, if she wants to staff it, I'm great with it.
Okay.
You know, because at the end of the day, is she more a liability than the other case? No, she's just more difficult to staff. I don't consider her more of a liability. If I would, I would terminate the case.
I mean, she's just very crazy.
Yes. This is what happens when they dig through all of the discharge cases. It's not like we don't try to keep cases. The problem is that 30% of them are going to be absolutely batshit crazy. So
agreed.
Yeah, and then is that worth it? I don't know. Not my call.
Well, it's not worth it for my mental health.
I hear you.
All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.